Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, President Trump is receiving updates on Hurricane Michael. In the Oval Office this afternoon, Trump asked FEMA Administrator Brock Long about the storm.
So they're reporting that this is one of the most powerful hurricanes ever to hit our country. Is that actually a fact?
Well, in this area, this would be the most intense hurricane that struck this area since 1851, if I remember correctly.
The storm is hitting the Florida panhandle in the final weeks of campaigning in tight races for governor and Senate in Florida. Our political strategists are with us now, Democratic strategist Jamal Simmons and Republican strategist Alice Stewart. Welcome to both of you. And let's get right to it. Florida Governor Rick Scott is in a dead heat in a Senate race against incumbent Democrat Senator Bill Nelson. Here's Governor Scott this morning.
Along our coast, communities are going to see unimaginable devastation. Think about the devastation we've seen before with storms like Hurricane Irma.
Alice, what does this storm do to the race?
This puts a tremendous emphasis on certainly emergency responders, but it shows the true leadership of Governor Scott. He has been there for residents of Florida throughout many crises, whether it's man-made or a natural disaster, and he is showing real leadership, and you have the opportunity to do so as governor. We have heard from Senator Nelson with regard to what he is able to do, but this shows Governor Scott and his concern and compassion for the people of Florida. I've worked in Savannah and covered hurricanes there as a reporter, and Fran and Bertha, and the urgency that we're hearing from Governor Scott in terms of the time for you to evacuate is over. It is now time to bunker down and brace for the worst. He is serious. He means it. But at the same time, people in Florida can know that once this does happen, he will be there to provide all of the statewide and federal assistance that he can possibly get his hands on to help the people there. And that is it's a sign of the kind of leadership that he has now as governor and would do as senator.
Jamal, the other big race in Florida is the governor's race to replace Scott. And one of the people running in that race is Andrew Gillum, who's a Democrat who happens also to be the mayor of Tallahassee, where this storm is going to go. He was criticized for power losses in Tallahassee during Hurricane Hermine 2 years ago. Here he is on the Weather Channel.
My city was not practiced at dealing with hurricanes for about 30 years prior to Hurricane Hermine. And so just yesterday, we convened a whole range of neighborhood leaders, letting them know and charging them with the responsibility of going and checking on their most vulnerable.
Jamal, what do you think that this storm is doing to this race and the Scott Nelson race?
Well, first of all, I assume all the candidates share the same concern about the residents who are going to be in jeopardy in the middle of this storm. And so their first priority, I'm certain, is to make sure those residents are okay. For Andrew Gillum, he's kind of got the same situation as Governor Scott. He's got the ability to really show people his leadership, show people the way he's going to manage a crisis. And in a very intimate, real way, people will see him being a leader in the course of this race. This is something that the dynamic of Florida is very interesting, because even Democrats who I talk to on the state say, you know, Senator Nelson is having some trouble. He's an insider while Scott is kind of trying to take him on. And Senator Nelson is not really doing the same kind of campaign work to go out and get the new Democrats that Andrew Gillum is bringing into the race and try to appeal to them. Mm-hmm. I think the Nelson campaign thinks those Democrats will vote for him automatically. The people on the ground say, not so fast. You got to go get them. So both the Scott and the Gillum campaigns have the opportunity to really show their muscle during this storm.
It's funny because there are so many other issues that these people have been campaigning on all along. And now this storm could really change the dynamics of the race, Alice.
Certainly. And Governor Scott, when he ran for governor in 2010, when I worked for him, he had three priorities. It was jobs, jobs, and jobs. And he said that once. He said it 1,000 times. And that is what he's been able to provide for the people of Florida and has a good record on that. But also what he has done, speaking of natural disasters, the hurricane that hit Puerto Rico, a lot of those residents did come into Florida and are, whether they're taking up residency or they're spending time time there. Governor Scott has done a tremendous job of making them welcome, providing the resources that they need, and that will go a long way to not just providing for the people there, but the Hispanic community that is so critical to that vote in the Senate race. So his ability to provide for people, everyday citizens of Florida, but also stepping up to the plate, not just with compassion, but with the resources necessary in a natural disaster, goes a long way to show what kind of leader he would be.
The crass political operative in me has one more thing to say, which is that the path of the storm probably is more hurtful to the Scott campaign, just because those are more Republican parts of the state that are going to be impacted. And those citizens are going to be very preoccupied by that. I'm also hearing, which is very tough, the DeSantis campaign launched a negative ad today on the Gillum campaign, which just seems to me to be very tone deaf to go after your political opponent with new advertising while so many residents have their lives hanging in the balance.
Okay, just in the minute that we have left here, sorry, Alice, let me just get to one other thing because it's important too, which is Mitch McConnell is calling the people who have been protesting about Kavanaugh an angry mob. And it brings us back to the Tea Party, which came to power after doing the same kinds of things at town hall meetings in 2010 during the debate over Obamacare. Jamal, is it the same thing?
Oh, I do think it is the same thing. Not only that, McConnell called the attacks on Judge Kavanaugh as coming from a mob when there were just people standing outside, you know, voicing their opinions and being arrested in peaceful protest. But the people inside of a political rally shouting, "Lock her up," to a political opponent while the president of the United States smiled in reaction. That's not a mob.
Let me just say this. The Tea Partiers never went into private restaurants and chased senators out of restaurants while they're on their private time. And what we're seeing these protesters in the Kavanaugh situation chasing out Senator Cruz, banging on the doors of the Supreme Court, right, and chasing senators down the hall, that is mob-like mentality.
Okay. Got to leave it there. Alice Stewart and Jamal Simmons, thank you.